I'm Greg Hirschholt with Jane Shannon in the 710 Cairo News Center on this Friday morning. It was a wild night in one Edmonds neighborhood. 710 Cairo's Heather Bosch is here to tell us more about a surprise uninvited guest.
Greg and Jane, it was the middle of the afternoon in a busy Edmonds neighborhood when Joy Osaki glanced out her back window.
My heart started palpitating and I'm going, there's a black bear!
Yeah, a bear near 100th Avenue West in Edmonds Way, also known as the route you take down to the ferry, also known as my neighborhood, which is why I understand.
So I called 911 and I said, there's a black bear in my backyard!
Why, her voice went up right there. Okay, I understand.
She sounds like the woman who says, there's water everywhere!
Sounds like me. Look, all right, we understand. Bear more frightened of us than we are of it. Bear does not want to hurt us, right? For a brief moment, this voice popped into my head.
Bears pose no threat to us. Wrong.
That's Daily Show spinoff anchor Stephen Colbert.
They're after our kids. So young, so tender. You don't even have to throw away the bones.
Okay, in truth, it was the wildlife agents and the Edmonds police who started chasing the bear for the bear's own good. After 6 hours, Agent Nicholas Jorg cornered and tranquilized the animal, which took some doing because the bear was frightened.
The drugs don't take effect when their heart rate's up so high, so it probably is typical for this setting, but this is not a typical setting for Fish and Wildlife officers until recently to be trying to dart bears.
So the bear is said to be somewhere safe, sleeping off that tranquilizer hangover. He'll be released near the Cascades. I will go home to a bearless neighborhood and remember that this...
The number one threat is bears.
That is not really the case. It's the other way around.
Well, at least now I know where you live.
Oh, my goodness. Near the bears. Just look for the bear.
Thanks, Heather. It's 622. Coming up next, a look at traffic and weather together on the 710 Cairo Morning News.